Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Time now for our opening commodity market report. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Monday morning, everyone. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner today says that the financial system is beginning to thaw, but any renewed pickup in the economy will likely be slower than usual. The Treasury Secretary said that the unprecedented government emergency measures totaling in the trillions of dollars have made some headway in bringing down key borrowing costs, yet he conceded that given the shock to the system, the healing process will take more time. Geithner added that unemployment, which rose to a 26-year high of 9.4% in May, will likely continue rising even as economic growth resumes. The Treasury Secretary, who published an opinion piece in the Washington Post today making the case for tighter financial regulation, again voiced his desire for better rules to contain finance. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 8601 is now down 197 points. The NASDAQ at 1808 is down almost 50. And the S&P 500 at 924.24 is down 21.97 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Monday morning in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 6:25, down 12 on the open. September, 6:37, down 10 and a quarter. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5:70, down 14 and three quarters. September, 5:97, down 16 and a quarter. December, 6:24, down 16 and a quarter on the open. July corn opened at 4:16, down 9 and a half on the open. September, 4:24 and a half, down 10. December, 4:37 and a half, down 10 and a quarter. March of 2010, 4:49 and a half, down 10. May, 4:57 and a half, down 9 and a half. July, 4:63 and a quarter, down 11 and a quarter. December of 2010, 4:41 and a half, down 9 and a quarter. March of 2011, 4:55, down 6 and 3 quarters on the open. July beans opened at 12:21, down 24 and a half on the open. August, 11:47, down 24 and a quarter. September, 10:75, down 33 and a half. November, 10:43, down 23 and a half. January of 2010, 10:51, down 32. March, 10:38, down 41 and a half. May, 10:24, down 39 and a half on the open. July soybean meal opened at 4:14, down 8:70 on the open. August, at 376.70, down $9. July soybean oil open at 36.75, down 41 on the open. August, 36.85, down 38. June live cattle open at 80.22 and a half, down 22 and a half on the open. August feeders 97.35, down 27 and a half. July lean hogs 59.90 down, and they were up 10. And July bellies 58.70, up 25 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's been quite an interesting day already with the markets testing some key resistances to the downside. What is your impressions of how the market opened today?
Well, it followed through with the overnight trade and proceeded to go additionally lower there on additional sell pressure from long liquidation and probably some new shorts coming into the marketplace, and ideas that the market has found a near-term top. Cycle-wise, we're due to record some lows here this week, next week. So with the big run-up we've had here, we're not surprised to see lower markets, but we are surprised to see the magnitude of the selling that has taken place here over the last three trading sessions. But a lot of focus continues to be on the U.S. dollar. If you're one that believes in that dollar and has been preaching the dollar, you have to be seller here with the idea that the dollar is going to continue to grind higher and the commodity market is going to continue to go lower here for the next few weeks.
So are you in that camp of the dollar grinding higher, Kurt?
I'm in the camp that the dollar can firm here, but I'm not in the camp that the corn and bean market is going to be correlation with the dollar.
So if not correlating with the dollar, what is the grain market's going to move on, in your opinion?
I feel that good old-fashioned fundamentals are going to dictate the grain market, and we feel that right now the market's probably lower on the fact that demand's probably going to slow here. If you go back in history here over the last few months, China stated they were going to buy beans until June, and here we are in June, they're starting to slow that demand from the U.S. So that's what's kept, we feel, the market here over the short term, but we feel that the supply-demand balance sheet's going to rule the marketplace as we go on through time, that the tight old crop supply it will provide support to beans here on old beans here on some additional breaks. Also, too, looking forward here, we continue to see a lot more bean acres going in than what the producers planned on earlier this winter. So we feel that as we move down the road that the new crop beans will struggle due to ideas. We'll see additional acres as we go into the end of the month here and see what the WASDE numbers show.
So does that mean, in your opinion, if you're not haven't done any marketings on new crop, now is the time?
If you've not done any marketing on new crop, I doubt if you will do anything at this point in time, but our recommendation would be to at this point, I wouldn't panic and pull the trigger on these lower prices. But if you haven't done anything, you are nervous, we'd come in and buy some put option protection. That way, if the dollar continues to scream higher and this commodity market continues to go lower, as most are touting, then you've got some downside protection on.
And in the corn market, a similar question, if you haven't done a lot or have lightly traded the market thus far for new crop, do you do additional marketings at this point, or are you more bullish longer term in here and just want to wait this out for a while?
Well, each one's different. If you look at the big picture, we are 30 cents better off in the corn right here than we were here last winter. So compared to recent history, it's still a good price, even though we're 40 cents off the high. So these aren't bad prices. Some put option protection would, give you some coverage. This thing would happen to drop another, 20, 30, 40 cents from here. But we're looking at the fundamentals, and we feel corn acres are going to be a little bit smaller. We feel over time in here the trade's going to realize it's going to take some time for this corn crop to catch up, and if weather's not perfect in through here, there's some room to see the yield forecast be lowered yet. So we wouldn't panic and sell 100% of the crop here, no.
So at the end of the day, what are we left with, in your opinion, is how trade will go between now and the end of the month?
I don't know about between now and the end of the month, but we feel that here today or tomorrow we'll have some type of low carved out on the futures, and we'll see some type of price recovery as we go into the end of the week. I feel that our buddy Wayne Nelson on Tuesday will have the privilege of saying turn around or contrary Tuesday and start the healing process, and I imagine Mike by the end of the week will probably have some better news than what we're seeing here today.
So what you're saying to me essentially is we're going to carve out a low this week and then move essentially in a sideways pattern until we get to the end of the month acreage report?
Well, that as of right now, but that can change 6 hours from now.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Take care. Thanks. Bye.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick on the marketplace. And as we do that, we see July wheat now at 6.27 1/4, down 9 3/4 in Kansas City and Chicago. July wheat at 5.74, now 5.73 3/4, 5.73 1/2, down 11 1/4. July corn, 4.11 3/4, down 13 3/4. December, 4.33 3/4, down 14. July beans, 12.19 1/4, down 26 1/4. November, 10.32 3/4, down 43 3/4. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana,